Larry Lawrence was a simple man. He had a simple job in a simple town made up of simple people. But what Larry Lawrence found very difficult during the course of his simple life was making simple conversation with those of what he called the difficult sex. Larry, being a virgin and severely lacking in confidence, always felt he came off inexperienced and or gay to women. Finally, at the age of 42, Larry Lawrence devised a plan for picking up females. Larry, being a big fan of music, would substitute his favorite lyrics from his favorite artists where normal conversation would routinely go. Of course, Larry would only use artists from his youth and hit on girls who were born after the artist's prime. The idea? Larry Lawrence wouldn't need his own words to pick up women anymore, but the words of Robert Plant, John Lennon, or on this particular night, the great Bob Seger.
Hi, name's Larry.
Hi, I'm Trish.
Ain't it funny how the night moves?
Excuse me?
I said, ain't it funny how the night moves?
What the f*** are you talking about?
You know, the night. How it moves. I think it's funny. Don't you?
Whatever.
Oh, trust me, it is. Yes, sir. It's strange how the night moves, all right.
I've got to go barf.
Oh, okay, you do that. I'm sure I'll see you around.
Hey there, sailor, what are you working on?
My night moves. I'm working on my night moves.
You're not? No. What are you drinking?
Oh, Zima and cranberry, or a Zima cran, I think they call it.
Are you gay?
No. I'm so not gay. That's funny that you even said that.
I'm Rhonda.
Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, Rhonda, you like that old time rock and roll?
No, more of a hip hop girl myself.
Well, that's cool. I like that old-time rock and roll.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that kind of music just soothes my soul.
Wow. So, what do you do, Larry?
I reminisce about the days of old, mostly. Yes, sir. I do like that old-time rock and roll.
No. I mean, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a front desk worker at a day spa.
Oh, so you are gay. Well, have a good night, Larry.
What? No! Why does everyone think that?
On one hand, Larry's new plan was proving to be a colossal failure. But on the other hand, they wasn't home on a Saturday night online chatting with 11-year-old foreigners about the many hidden secrets in EverQuest. So, he wasn't about to give up on Bob Seger just yet.
That's why I feel between school, being a nanny, hanging with my friends. I just don't have time for a relationship right now. Do you know what I mean?
Do I?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I sort of feel like I'm, I don't know, just running against the wind, you know?
Yeah, that's it. I like the way you put that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm older now and still running against the wind.
Against the wind.
Still running against the wind, yep.
That's so beautiful, Larry. You know, I really think I could end up liking you.
Seriously?
Yeah. You're not like all the other... Oh, my God. Is your penis hard?
Like a rock. Oh, God.
Big turnoff. Suddenly, it just reminded me of my Uncle Jeff. I gotta go.
No, don't! It just needs a little shakedown, a breakdown, takedown. Oh, damn it!
Oh, my gosh, you're still here.
Yeah, I am. It's me, Larry. You're Trish, right?
Here, I want you to meet my brother.
Hey, sailor, I'm Brandon.
I'll leave you two alone.
No, wait, don't!
So, what can I make you for breakfast tomorrow? You know what, Brandon?
We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? Right?
I like where your head's at.
Well, I'm not sure I like where yours is.
F***ing Bob Seger.